Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. We got a great show for you. It's such a weird week with having that day off in the middle of the week. We got it kind of feels like a second Monday in a way, at least to me. But we're going to soldier through. And what a great show to do it to soldier through with, because we're going to have retired General Perry Wiggins in a little bit later in the program. But right now we got Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in, as always.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always great to have you. Does it not feel like kind of another Monday in a way?
It does. It does. Although
I like it.
We stayed up late with the kids. Well, I should say, for fireworks and all those things.
Yeah.
And so that's probably partly why today feels a little bit like, oh, just running out the door.
But just backyard sort of thing last night.
We piggybacked off of neighbors who went out and got some stuff, and then we realized when we moved here a few years ago from out of state that Kansans really celebrate July 4th extensively and widely. So there was a lot of fireworks that were going off with great proximity to our house, and then a little bit further off in the distance. So we benefit from others' purchases. So,
there you go.
Yeah. So we had a couple little things in the driveway, but beyond that, we didn't do anything.
Sharing. Nothing wrong with
it's
sharing.
It's community. No, I mean,
there you go.
It actually was. You know, the last couple nights, our neighbors were firing some things off, and we got to be over there and watch it and watch these little things twirl up in the sky, and the kids loved it, and it was great.
Just want to remind folks that phone lines are open, 75-537-1350. Dr. Schaefer will be with us to about 9:30. And you know what? You mentioned that, and we really didn't discuss much before you came on, but that just made me think of something that I think we can discuss, and that does tie in with that pretty well. It's like, especially when we're talking about discourse and civility and just like getting to know your neighbors more. And, you know, 4th of July, and especially, you know, down in Wamego, the whole town is like a giant backyard fireworks show and fireworks party in so many ways. And it's an opportunity for people to get together and talk with each other. It just reminds me of something in one of my K-State history classes that one of my history professors, Professor Chucky, my favorite professor I've ever had at K-State. And she mentioned something in one of our history classes just talking about the idea of neighborhoods and getting together. And she talked about how things changed so much when TVs started to become popular. Because before everybody had a TV set in their living room, most people were sitting on their porch, engaging with their neighbors across the street, kind of like what we see in 4th of July celebrations a lot, sort of barbecue community feeling. And she talked about how TV sets come into play, and it brings everybody inside.
Yeah, well, so it's interesting you talk about this. I do a lot of research and writing on the 30s and 40s, and so one of the things that kind of diminished the people's interest in being part of kind of community conversations and things was the advent of new technology, right? Radio took people inside first a little bit, and then television more so. Another thing, just as you were saying that, and you know, the listeners might think about this for their own places. July 4th is one of the times when people go out the front door rather than out their back door. And the design of homes, people have more extensive back porches, backyards, that it's kind of enclosed, it's your own space, whereas porches on the front are much more public, right? So people could see, they could interact, especially if people were passing by on the sidewalk, they could, you know, have a little conversation and things like that. And so, you know, those are some of the challenges that we've lost just inherently, part of it through architectural design, but also because of technology. And so we have these moments like July 4th, right, when a lot of people are kind of out and about, whether it's at the big things in Wamego or if it's just kind of something around the neighborhood. We went, for example, walking down the street last night pretty late, and we went up the we live near a school up a hill, and we went up there so we could see really far out, lots of fireworks, and we passed a couple people in the process, right, and we just had a little conversation. But yeah, it's those things that help us have a different kind of relationship with those that we may not otherwise interact with quite a bit. So Yeah, so there, it's important to have these moments when people can kind of bump into each other, even if it's kind of, you know, some smaller casual conversation. It doesn't always have to be the big substantive issue that we like, all right, let's talk about policy now. But,
right.
But it's an important piece in the mix.
It really is interesting. And you know, one thing that my professor said about that when we were going over that subject, and I think it's still true today, is that I don't know if we still have a grasp yet on how much television has changed our culture yet. And she always talks about these sort of things. Like on CNN, you always have these decades.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about it all the time on this show from time to time. These documentaries that go over the decades, it's something that they do really well.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently now they're coming out with, they've had a 90s one, and now they're coming out with a 2000s one. And that's almost like, it kind of, I think about what my professor said about, we don't even really understand how TVs have affected things yet. The more recent things are, the less you understand really about them in a historical context.
Yeah, it's still close to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, with that, now everything's totally different. Even TV's just totally different now. Now it's kind of gone in this other way, right? Like, the theory is TV kind of took you away from that sort of community involvement, that sitting on the porch and waving to your neighbors as they walk by. But now we're all on social media, but social media kind of has more of that interaction sort of feature to it.
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah.
And it's weird, right? It's kind of sort of going back to that, hey, let's all talk to each other sort of thing, but just it's still not in the same sort of way like you get in a highly
curated, you know,
right.
Best filter kind of way, right? Yeah,
right.
Some differences.
Here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. Will be with us about 9:30. Then 9:30, we'll have Executive Director of Governor's Military Council and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General Perry Wiggins. We'll ask him what maybe he did for the 4th of July. When I talk with a lot of military folks, they always tell me that most of the time fireworks are just kind of meh.
Yeah.
You know, I've shot off some real stuff,
yeah,
man.
Right.
The sparklers don't impress me much.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see what he says.
Yeah, no, you know, it is interesting. I was being reminded of this yesterday over the last couple of days that, you know, fireworks have been a part of celebrations of this country since truly the beginning, right? Since the Declaration and thereafter, you know, it's an important thing to have some excitement and revelry. And then at the same time, I was thinking, gosh, it'd be nice if I could put my kids to bed without it booming constantly. But I think especially in the time that we are right now, that you know, there's it's an important inflection moment to think of, like, all right, who are we collectively? And what's kind of behind a lot of this as we think about the recollection of a band of people, kind of ragtags, thinking, hey, we're going to do something different here. We're going to, you know, kind of break away from this tyrannical way of being and those types of things, or in their view that way. And so it's in the midst of little sparklers and things in the sky. Maybe it's just because of who I am and what I study. I always go back to those questions of, like, all right, here we are. It's like a birthday. You know, some birthdays are better than others, but it's a good moment to think a little bit about, like, okay, where are we? What are we doing?
You know, with that, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Who are we? What are we doing? Sort of thing. On the other side of the break, here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. More coming up here on In Focus.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes